Joe Paycheck, I'm glad we got the time to talk.
So am I. It's good to talk with you, Austin.
Can you describe for somebody who is not going to be able to see it what the heron looks like, the herons?
Yeah. There are two herons, and they're connected together in the middle of the body so they can have four legs, because one of their necks goes up 35 feet in the air, and they are clad or covered with a thin layer of sage to make them look like great blue herons.
Why did you choose great blue herons?
Every year I listen to people's requests about what they want to see, and it's been 2 years since I've had that request, and I think this year is kind of a tender year for the female spirit, and I want to give them the biggest boost I possibly can.
I was talking to somebody just a few minutes ago, and she was talking about how she's going to be sad when these are gone. Are you going to be sad?
Oh, no. I'm not sad that 2016 is leaving us either. It was a great year. I do look with some intrepidation about the coming years, but I want this to be something that is attached to our earth, our rookery as human beings. I want it to be a strong, deep feeling.
How is this attached to our earth?
Oh yeah. Well, the person who asked me to do a blue heron supported the entire project all the way through. And she's a newcomer in town, and she didn't know that we had a rookery just south of Recapture Lodge that fed on our pond, which was destroyed by closing an old well and trying to do another one. So the trees fell down that the rookery was living in, and the pond dried up. It's something to think about, you know, to continue this process. Maybe we need to plant trees and build ponds to help our delicate feathered friends out.
So, we are, of course, talking before this actually happens.
Yes.
How do you imagine it happening?
Every year it's different. It's exciting. I know there's going to be flames. I know there's going to be drums, hooting and hollering. I do want us to think about where we've been in the last 365 days flying around the sun. And now we're back to that same place, flying around that sun. And next year it'll happen again, winter solstice. It is a beautiful thing that we come together for.
Joe Paycheck, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Austin. Good luck to you. Happy solstice and happy new year.